Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith, coming at you from SEC Football Media Days at the Winfrey Hotel in Hoover, Alabama. Got a lot of content coming your way this week from here. Derek is here. I'm here. We have an interview coming up, a local media interview with UK football coach Mark Stoops. We did that on the third floor of the hotel here. It was available to local media only. I think there were 8-9 of us there. And then Stoops followed in the main media room. That's the interview that you got to hear on TV. You got to see it on the SEC Network, as well as Josh Pascal, Darian Kennard. But we're going to bring you that interview from upstairs here at the Winfrey Hotel, where Mark Stoops spoke with just the UK media as an kind of just an addition to this podcast to get you ready for everything this week. Derek and I are going to record and talk about our predicted order of finish. We're going to have some national guests join us and stuff for episodes talking about Kentucky football and some things like that. But here is just audio from our interview session with Mark Stoops at SEC Football Media Days.
Where are you going here? But it is really good to be back. Good to see everybody in person. You know, last year having SEC Media Days taken away, you learn to appreciate things and see people face-to-face, eye-to-eye, have some communication, talk some football, get excited about the year. So really looking forward to this year. Really enjoy talking and bringing the two players that I did this year with Josh Pascal and Darian Kennard, two great players and great leaders. So I'm sure they'll represent us the right way, and looking forward to a fun day.
Mark, seemed like there was some bad news about Keaton this morning. What's his status at the moment?
Yeah, that's it's pretty hard to keep news from traveling very, very fast these days, but that's accurate. He has an injury. We will assess it. Traditionally speaking, that is a season-ending injury, but we will see, and we need to confirm that. So I don't have any more news other than that at this point. Saw him this morning. Just feel terrible for him, and I know he's very down. He has had a remarkable summer and really has been on point, working extremely hard like all of our guys, and really excited about the year. So I'm just very disappointed for him. So we'll see where it goes.
Is this something that happened in conditioning or
workouts? Yeah, it happened in workouts.
Who steps up in his place?
We got Brendan Bates and Justin Rigg, you know, that have had a ton of experience, and they're both extremely good players. We like having a lot of tight ends, with what we're doing offensively. You got a young guy in Dingle, and we'll see what he can do to help us as well.
Is there any potential to move guys into that?
There always is. There are certain guys that certain looks and certain sets, whether we choose to move a big guy there once in a while from the offensive line, or move a wide receiver to get more skilled at that position. There's always some versatility there.
A lot of talk about the vaccination rate. Is that something, I guess, how do you approach that with your guys, and what are you telling your guys as far as
that? Yeah, we just try to educate them as best we can and put the facts in front of them. That's a personal choice. And, I want our experts to talk to them and, you know, show them statistics and let each player make their own personal decision.
Mark, speaking of injuries, how's J.J. Weaver coming along? Do you expect him back for the start of the season?
J.J.'s doing very good. He's definitely ahead of schedule, working extremely hard, looks good, is moving around. But, of course, I want to be somewhat careful with him. He has a bright future, and there's no point in rushing him.
Mark,
you're now, this is night time here?
Yeah.
Longevity is certainly something that's not commonplace. Yeah. Around the SEC, what's been the key to that? And I guess, how is this summer, this kind of, how are you feeling renewed by all of the changes?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, certainly with the longevity, as you look at around the league and you see all the new faces and all the people that have come and gone since I've been here, you feel very blessed to be here, number one. But you really don't take time to think about that. You think about the things you need to do to keep your spot here. Make sure you see me next year. You know, so really concentrate on that. But I do feel really good about the program. You know, I feel very good. You know, I'm going to touch on this a bit today. But I mean, you know, since I've been here, you
you hear me talk about it, and I constantly pound about the program and building the program and having the foundation to be successful year in and year out in the last 9 years. And that's certainly still very true, and that'll stay the core of what we are. But there's also a new time, new day, new age. And with the transfer portal and roster management and the things that are going on in college football, you have to stay up with it. I feel like we were very successful this year at plugging in some spots, plugging in some holes to help build this team. So as we always keep our eye on the program, I think it's also important to try to get the best team you possibly can this year. And I feel like we filled some holes with personnel from the player side. And I really am encouraged by the changes that I've made on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Dare Rosenthal, mm-hmm. just kind of that process of adding him.
I mean, he's a player that has a lot of, you know, has some experience in this league and has played, obviously, at one of the premier places in our program or in our league, and has some experience and seems very motivated and excited, and had an opportunity to visit with him again this morning before I left, and he seems to be doing all the right things, so we're excited about that.
Mark, what's Dan Brezowitz's status now?
He's out right now. Yeah, he's suspended. You know, that's a university investigation that you know how serious we take all of those allegations, and our university is, and we're in the process of going through that investigation.
What's going to be the deciding factor in the quarterback battle?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into that decision. Bottom line is who's going to give us the best opportunity to win the most games. That's the most important thing. How successful is the team while that person's in there? And I think each of those guys have some strengths, and we will see as we go through camp. But ultimately, it comes down to how is the team playing when that person's in the game, and how are we moving the ball.
Is there an update with Coach Bonet?
He is. He came back off his suspension. Is back in the program. Yeah.
We've made it 6 minutes without a quarterback question. You know you don't like looking.
Not really.
Excuse me.
But we, you know, you don't want to look ahead, and you don't want to put ducks in a row. But it feels like there's a lot of people who really have their eyes on that Missouri game. Just what's the significance of that game, second weekend of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, we get 12 opportunities. So, I mean, I'm not just giving you a coaching cliche here. You know, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, we got to come out of the gate strong, you know. And you know, it's the whole body of work. And so camp is important. The first game's important. All that momentum and how we play throughout the season. You know, you've covered it long enough. You see it, how close these games are, you know, and how razor thin, you know, sometimes, you know, the outcomes are. And so it's all important. You know, I don't want to get ahead. You know, every game we play with only guaranteeing yourself 12 is very important. So, you know, I'm just excited about camp and getting going there and just seeing how we progress at that position and how we progress offensively and how we progress as a team.
Time for a couple more.
We'll talk a lot about quarterback, though, but mm-hmm. center, that mm-hmm. Drake was so steady for so long.
Yeah.
Who is in that mix, well, and how do you come about finding one?
Yeah, we've moved the loop there some. You know, he has such experience. He's so bright, you know, a lot like Drake. He has that experience, you know, the leadership that you know he has. He's given us a big spark there. We always have a lot of confidence in Quentin as well. And so we'll just see where it goes, but we have some options.
How do you feel about receiver? I mean, we know Wondell and Josh have both proven at this level, but you'll need more than two.
No question. We got to continue to develop. You know, we have to get better there. You know, I think Isaiah is a big, you know, wild card coming back healthy. You know, we need Epps to step up and be healthy. It gives us some speed that we need. I felt like Tate, you know, really came along a little bit in the spring. He's got to continue to grow and progress and give us some juice. You know, I feel like we brought in some young guys that could really run. So we have some options, but we definitely got to improve there.